Welcome, you're the Vox from the Vox Show. Glad to be back here with you guys tonight. It's Monday, May 14th, 2007. Yesterday was Mother's Day. And I guess I should have put something up, but I didn't. I don't know what was up. But anyway, you guys might have noticed I took a little bit of time off this week to take care of some business and all that kind of stuff. But I'm back today. So you should give me a call, 323-284-5166, with any kind of questions that you have regarding magic, spells, witches, ghosts, name anything. That's pretty much what I'm here for. And also, if you have like mundane kind of questions, you're trying to figure out what's going on, I do free psychic readings over here using astrology and the tarot as well. So give me a call, 323-284-5166. So, last Monday, I was incognito and MIA and all those other things. I went out and I basically went to see Chuck Palahniuk. I went to the Chuck Palahniuk book signing for his new book, Rant, which is pretty amazing. So that's pretty much what I did. And I spent quite a few hours getting down there and hanging out. And I didn't get out of there till way after midnight, but it was definitely worth it. So for those of you out there that are interested in any kinds of cool writing, somebody who's a really great writer, this is Chuck Palahniuk, and he's the guy who wrote Fight Club and Survivor and a few other books and stuff like that. It was a lot of fun. It was not comfortable at all. I went to Roman's in Pasadena. We all sat on the floor, and everybody was dressed up in wedding gowns and looking totally psychotic and basically standing in line for hours and hours, but it was really great. And his readings are pretty famous for being really great little events, and that was really fun, so I had a good time. Anyway, we have a caller right now, so let's see what's going on. Hey, with Vox, what's happening?
Oh, hi. This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. How you doing?
Good.
So what's going on?
Oh, am I on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You're on the air. I hope you're not shy.
Oh, no. I had some questions about my work situation.
Okay, what's your birthday, Sharon?
9/25/70.
Okay, let's see what's going on around here. Poor little Libras. I don't know what's been going on. There's nothing really bad happening, but a lot of Libras have been having kind of a weird year lately. And what year were you born?
1970.
Okay. Well, according to this, you got the Nine of Swords, which indicates there's a little bit of backstabbing going on around there. That's pretty much par for the course for just about any job anybody has ever had, you know, but it seems like there's a lot of weird tension and people are like very not comfortable around there. And it's almost like you're like hoping to get the heck out of there, but it seems like you're stuck for some bizarre reason. Why are you stuck?
Well, the field that I'm in, the work, I work with patients that are schizophrenic, first of all, so that it's really a very crazy environment to begin with.
Literally.
Yes. I have stories that would, anyway.
Well, you're going to have to go, we're going to have to talk about those.
Yes, I can tell you stories and but one of the, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought.
We were talking about basically why you're feeling stuck.
Well, I'm trying. The thing is, I'm not sure what I want. I know I don't want to work here, but I'm not sure where I want to work and the type of work I want to do. It's I want to do individual therapy, but I just feel stuck right now because I really need a full-time job with the money. That's
right.
Why I feel stuck.
That's what the Nine of Swords is all about. And it's also like not a very nurturing environment over there, which is kind of messed up because that's really what these people need, is more nurturing and caring. And it just doesn't seem to be the right environment for it, not just for them, but for you either. So the most important thing you can do now, you know, as a Libra, part of the problem is not being able to make that decision for yourself because you're thinking, oh, God, what if I screw up and I make the wrong decision? Well, there are no wrong decisions, okay? And if you don't make a decision right now, okay, that's going to be making a decision, if you know what I mean. You understand? So you have to pick a point and stick with it and have some faith, which you have kind of lost a big chunk of that lately. You're definitely a healer. You have the Art card, which is Sagittarius, philosophical, caring, and the Star card, which definitely says you are a healer and you actually really do care about people. But the good thing is that you're stopping caring about people more than yourself. you know, and that's actually a good thing. Now, my feeling is that it's not so much that you are really stuck, but it's like in your field, according to what I'm getting, it's like there's not a lot of openings. It's not a lot of leeway to go from job to job. Okay, so what you're going to have to do is make a decision to like stick with the job, and in the meantime, start making your plans, you know. And so you're going, well, you know, well, what if, you know, what if I can't get another job? You can't worry about that. You have to just make your plans first, because it seems like this has been going on off and on for a while now. And it's almost like, you know, the tide's coming in and out, and you're scared to jump, you know, mm-hmm. But the tide's going to keep coming in and out. You know what I mean? You just have to make your decision. And what it is that you really want is you want to get paid properly for all the hard work that you're doing. And you want to get paid and you want some recognition for what you're doing, especially since you put through all that suffering and energy and time out of your life. You want to get compensation. You know what I mean?
Well, so, I was thinking about going back, trying to get a job working with kids again, maybe going back and working in schools as maybe a counselor.
You could do that, but you'll get tired of that very quickly. Okay. According to what I'm getting, got the moon card and the four swords. It's almost like pedaling backwards.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's not that it's not a good thing to do, because, yeah, it's a nice thing for you to do, but it doesn't seem like you're growing if you do that. Now, how come you're not writing your books yet? Lazy bum.
I know. Well, I've been doing music. I've been singing. I hadn't sang since I was 17, and I went back to singing about a year ago, and I've been working with something. So I have been doing something creative, but not necessarily writing.
Right. Well, you know, it's good to always, like, express yourself, and that's a great thing, but I'm talking about you need to make something happen with your work. You need to maybe bring your stories to the public eye, write a short book, do something that's going to make you some money. And as much as I can enjoy your abilities as a singer, you know, no problem with that. And that's not to say you can't make a few extra dollars here and there, but it's certainly not serious enough to get you out of any kind of poverty situation. It's not really a backup situation for, you know, making a living. So I want you to keep doing the music and the creative stuff, but recognize what it is that you really spent your whole life learning, and you're not even actually getting paid for it.
No, I'm not.
And, you know?
One of the things at my job, it's like I'm getting double messages from the administration. Sharon, you're doing a great job. But then the next minute, you know, they're irritated with me, and then they go off on me.
Well, that's because, you know, they're just tossing you a bone and then going, okay, we patted you on the head, now get back to work, slave dog, you know?
Yeah.
The most important thing, because I have to, like, check out some other people right now, but the most important thing is to make your decision to do something specific with your learning.
Okay.
You know, writing books, do your creative stuff, but you need to try to save as much money as you can to make that kind of jump into another field, because I just don't see it really happening for you here. Okay.
Can I just ask one quick question?
Yeah.
My Saturn is in Taurus, 22 degrees retrograde, and my father's Saturn was also in Taurus. It looks like 21 degrees retrograde.
So your dad had you during his Saturn return, obviously.
Yes.
Okay, and what this would indicate is it's good because you can see what a nut your dad is and what a stubborn bunny head he can be.
Even on the other side, he is.
Exactly. And he still may be yelling at you in your head, going, what are you doing? You're wasting your life, blah, blah, blah. And so what? Who cares? The most important thing, though, is stop being stubborn yourself. You're being stubborn in a totally different way. You know, you're being stubborn by not listening to the higher power that says that you can be what you want to be. Just stick with it. You are a healer. That's for sure. You're an artist. That's for sure. Now go out there and make some money with the artistic side of all that you know. That's what it's about. Nobody's going to give you permission. You know, and so you need to tell your dad to shut the fuck up when he keeps bugging you and say, Vox said, be quiet, because you're using your dad as kind of like one of those door stoppers to keep you from moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And your dad really doesn't want you to stop going forward. He just wanted you to do something that he knew you'd be safe and you'd never have to need a man and you could always pay your bills. You know what I mean? So stop standing in your own way, and it's got nothing to do with your dad. But the good thing is that you're as stubborn as he is, and if you can recognize that in yourself, you can get out of your own way.
Okay.
Okay, my friend?
Okay.
And join the forum and stuff, and feel free to keep in contact. Let me know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, thank you, Voss.
And if we're not too busy tonight, you can always call back later, and we can talk about some crazy stories, because I'm going to be talking about some sociopathic personalities regarding the Zodiac. So that will be kind of fun.
I have some interesting thoughts and interpretations on all of those.
Yeah, so keep in touch. Like, listen to the show for a while, and if it's not too busy, call back later, and we'll talk about some crazy stuff. Really crazy.
Okay.
Take care, my friend.
Thank you.
Many Bye-bye. Blessings. Bye-bye. So you're with Vox the Psychic. Give me a call, 323-284-5166. And if you can't get through, just keep trying, because I don't like to interrupt whomever I'm talking to just to get massive phone calls. So sometimes you can, you'll get a busy signal or whatever. But just keep on trying, because I'm over here and we're going to check it out. And so there's some major planetary action going on. But we're getting close to the new moon in Taurus. That's going to happen on May 16th, day after tomorrow, in the afternoon. And I also have some really good news. Mr. B has created me this most amazing website, and we're going to be putting it up. It's very snazzy, a little bit less cartoony than the one I have now, which I was kind of going through my bewitched phase, you know. But this one, next one's coming up, is pretty amazing. It's really very beautiful. So, and a little bit more mystical looking than the fun stuff I have going on right now. But anyway, I got another caller, so let's check it out. Hey, you're with Vox. What's up?
Hey, this is Anderson from the Boston area calling in.
Hi there. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing okay.
Liar.
Yeah, nobody... it's been a rough night, actually. Yeah.
Nobody ever calls me when they're happy. You know, I'm teasing you. So what's going on? Let's see what we can figure out for you.
Well, basically, I've got questions about, you know, my fiance, actually, you know, we've had some rough patches. We're not living together right now, and I just want to get married. You know,
okay.
And I just want to know what's going on with him. I know that there's been, I suspect something's not right with him, you know, going on mentally or emotionally.
Okay. Now, what's your birthday? And is Andrea?
Anderson.
Anderson.
My birthday is April 11, 1972.
Okay, and what's his birthday?
January 10, 1980.
Okay. Now, it's really interesting. A lot of people would go, wow, Capricorn and an Aries. Wow, that sounds weird. But what initially attracts these kind of two people together is they're serious about life. They have goals, even if they're totally psychotic goals and totally ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be the wrestler at the circus or something, you know. But whatever, they take their life seriously, and it usually seems like pretty early on that they're on the same page, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we met through business. We're both in the entertainment industry, and I'm actually strictly attracted to Capricorn males. I don't know what it is.
Well, maybe sometime we'll check out your chart and stuff. Do you know what time of day you're born?
I was born at 8:23 a.m. Eastern Time, and he was born at 12:04 p.m. Eastern Time.
Well, we'll see see if Mr. B has some time over here to put the chart up. You're April 11th, 1972, right?
Yes.
Okay, and what time? Let's just pay attention to you for right now. What time?
8:23 a.m. Eastern Time.
Okay, so I'll, what is it?
8:23 a.m. Eastern Time.
8:23 Eastern Time, a.m. So
yes.
I'll see what he can do over here. Now, according to you, what I'm getting with the Tarot, you got the Two of Cups. And hold on a sec.
Yeah.
Yeah, what city were you born?
Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Allentown, Pennsylvania. And April 11th, 1972. We'll try to have him work that out over there. But the most important stuff is coming out, Two of Cups. So he does still love you no matter what he said, no matter what kind of plates you threw at his head.
Yeah, and he's been really cold lately.
Well, he's got the Two of Cups, okay?
Yeah.
And what that means is it doesn't matter necessarily what he's saying, but he definitely does feel mutual love, and that card is never wrong. Now, the other stuff, too, you got Ten of Cups, which shows he really felt he was already married to you, okay?
Really?
Yeah, very interesting. Now, were you guys living together?
We were living together for about a year and a half. He's living with his ex right now for the sake of the children, supposedly.
Yeah, that's what they all say. But the deal is the Ten of Cups shows he already felt that he was married to you and that you should have been living together. The Nine of Wands says you've been acting really psycho lately, according to him. Okay, now that doesn't mean it's true, but that's what he's saying. And also, too, it seems like whatever he has been doing, you've been getting really, really suspicious. And that's even if he wasn't doing anything weird. He may not think he's doing anything weird at all. But it's showing that you're acting kind of like suspicious and kind of psycho lately and asking him lots of questions. And it's almost like you're kind of screwing things up because you're asking so many questions. It's like, let me give you an example. It's like, hey, is everything all right? Oh, yeah, everything's fine. No, seriously, like, but are you sure, like, is everything all right? Until you finally drive somebody fucking nuts. I mean,
yeah,
do you recognize?
I have been concerned.
Now, I'm not saying he isn't acting a little bit goofy, okay? But he's thinking that you're making a mountain out of a molehill. And he's also thinking that the way that you've been talking lately, hey, God forgive me, but you could just, like, do one of those Alaskan mail order brides. You know, get one of those lumberjacks from Seattle or something, just mail away and somebody could satisfy your needs, because he's just thinking now it's just like a piece of paper and it's just an idea that you're beating to death. Like you, like, I want to get married. But it's like, well, we kind of already are married and you're like getting so intense about it, it's turning him off, you know? And once a Capricorn guy starts like pushing you away, you can really, like you are feeling it now. You can really feel the ice cubes. You know?
Oh, yes.
So this is how he's controlling you. Got it? He's sending you to the little dog correction farm where you damn well better be quiet and, you know, sit, heel, roll over, jump through the hoop. He's trying to let you know who's boss. And how he's playing it is like, if you don't, like, do what he wants, guess what happens? He goes
My
back
way or
with
the highway.
Yeah. I wrote a song called that.
Yeah, that's the way he is. He's become very dominant lately,
and he's thinking that he wants to show you that he's serious, and instead he's just pissing you off.
Yeah,
you know. And I'm not even saying you're doing anything wrong. You're behaving like a normal woman, you know. Hey, if the person I'm with went back to their ex, they'd be getting a plate over the fucking head, you know. and he is sounding like he's trying to be all, you know, what's that word, practical, you
oh,
know.
Yes.
But this is how he's playing with you. And it's working, unfortunately. So here's the deal, okay? What you really want is you want to get married.
Yeah.
All right. You already stated that. You're not like my last caller who's the Libra who can't figure out what she wants. You know damn well what you want. And he's not coughing it up in due time. So you're saying, look, I love you. I care about you. You're a smart guy. You're a great catch in a lot of situations. But I want to get married, and that's the way I want it. And he's going, all right, go ahead. So my statement is, it's not about love anymore. It's about control. Because if it was really about love, you already got the Two of Cups, the Ten of Cups. It doesn't get better than that.
Really?
So how come it sucks? You know, it sucks because everybody wants what they want. And nobody's willing to compromise. And he's got a better situation. He can still get fucked whether he tells you about it or not. Okay, what's so evil about him going back with his ex and being a good father and being there for his kids? See how even when he screws you over, he's still being a good guy?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? So my feeling is, let's see what you got to do about this right here. Let's check it out.
Yes.
Most important thing is you're really getting bored. Now, let me check out your horoscope, see if we have it up over here. Thank you, Mr. B. Hold on, let me check it out over here.
Yep.
So your sun's in Aries, your moon's in Pisces. This is your big problem. So you're a big-ass sucker. And he knows it. And he knows how to make you just go fucking nuts and cuckoo ballistic, you know. Because you're really hardcore at your work. You don't let people know how sensitive you are. But, man, this guy's got your number. No, you've got Mercury in Aries. You're very sharp. You can definitely play with the big boys. You've got Venus in Gemini. You can be very playful. You can definitely do the head trips, which is what we're at right now. And you got Mars in Gemini. Again, more head trips. That's all right. Jupiter in Capricorn. Now, the deal is that you want to wind up with a successful partner. That's why you keep attracting Capricorns.
Yeah.
Because I hate to break it to you, there are no Capricorn denizens on Skid Row. Okay?
Yeah.
They're not out there. I checked. I was asking. You got Saturn in Gemini. So here's one of the challenges that you have. You've got Venus, Mars, and Saturn all in Gemini. So you have these intense loves and attractions for people, but also very sudden, abrupt endings. You know, and that seems to be kind of a hallmark. That's just something you have to deal with. But the most important thing to recognize is he's just not giving you what you want.
Yeah.
You know, and if it's a piece of paper, I don't care. It means a lot to you. It may not mean that much to him, apparently, because he's already been through this one time. But the deal is you're getting bored. And if I had to say what you should do to keep him in your life or if you just keep on moving, let's find out. To keep him in your life, you just got to say, look, you got to, like, stop paying attention to him. In other words, you have to bring out your mind games, you know, the megaphors. Okay. You know, and the other thing, too, is if we look at it on a practical side, you have definitely invested already a lot of time and energy with this guy, and you're not really in the mood to just throw it down the shithole, you know?
Right, we have a business together, yeah.
Yeah, and so the most important thing is just, all right, fine. You don't want to get married? Fine, whatever. Just, like, let him realize that he's going to lose out, that you're going to keep doing business with him, and maybe that's fine, but maybe you guys really aren't a great, great deal as a couple. Play the final hand.
Okay.
And if he goes,
I want him to just come back. Even if it's just like, you know, we're cohabiting or whatever, right now, he went back to the ex. He's got this obsession with the past and with the concept of family because he never had one growing up. I just kind of want to figure out how to get him away from the ex because she's much older and very controlling and not somebody who belongs. Like, we're music industry people. She's not.
Right. Well, here's the deal. This is where people make a huge miscalculation. They think that fat, ugly, stupid women can't get a guy.
Yeah.
Wrong. Fat, stupid, ugly bitches always get the guy because they learn how to carve out that internal mind game that gets those guys coming back.
Yeah.
Okay? And so you've been relying too much on your beauty and your brains and your connection and your mental, you know, perfection with this guy. She's laughing at you. She's totally laughing. Please get pissed. So what you got to realize, do not be in competition with her. She's not your competition. Okay? If you want this guy back, you're going to have to play major mind games. And that in and of itself doesn't make me happy. Because if I feel like it's really super duper love, why should we have to play mind games? But sometimes we do a little bit. So just let him know, all right, honey, I know that you need a family. I know you need to have this delusion that you're loved and that you're with the right woman and blah, blah, blah. Okay, so you go live with her and you and I will just keep the business and maybe you're just not the guy for me. Kabonk. You know? So this is the most important thing you want to check out. And he's not going to like it. But you have to be able to let him go so he goes flying. You know what I mean? So let's check your career out and stuff. So you're doing the music thing?
Yeah.
So what kind of company is it?
It's artist management and booking. I, you know, handle booking for a nightclub. I manage musicians. I'm a musician myself. I plan festivals and we set up all ages shows throughout New England.
That's fantastic. Well, let's just check this out really fast. Check out your business. Now, what I'm telling you is really hard.
Yeah.
So, but you're going to have to definitely do what I'm saying because otherwise he's just going to keep manipulating you. And she feels like his wife, ex-wife, whatever, she feels like she's winning this battle. But you can't win if you don't play.
Yeah, you know she uses the kids as weapons, you know. So.
And she's always going to do that.
Yeah.
She's always going to do that. And my psychic vibe, despite me trying to tell you how to get what you want, this is going to be a non-ending nightmare in the future. She's always going to play with you. I mean, look at Britney Spears. Let's get real. Did, like, having a baby fix anything with her and Kevin?
No.
Hell no. In fact, it made it worse. She almost killed herself. She ain't even done yet. And then what'd she do? Oh, you have another one, matching pair? I mean, you know, having kids with this guy isn't going to fix anything because then he'll still manipulate it, you know? But as far as your business is concerned, see if you can work it out with him where you just at least try to keep the business floating. You know, and you definitely should think about preparing yourself to move on into your own business without him.
I do have my own. We just set this up collaboratively.
Yeah. My feeling is like the less and less you have to do with him, the better. You know, because if he's just not going to give you what you want, you're not asking for something unreasonable. You're a mature woman. You want what you want. There's nothing stupid about what you're asking for. You want him to, like, have a serious, committed relationship with you.
And that's what he used to want. Now, if I came into money, I mean, this is kind of a shallow question. If I came into money, would that make me more attractive to him, do you think?
Hell yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You know what? That's a boner for any guy. Okay, all right, she's Britney Spears. She's a fucking hag. But she's worth $10 million, you know. Seriously, I hate to say that, but guys get turned on by that. And not for anything, but so do women.
Yeah.
Let's get real. You know, and the problem, too, is if you had that kind of money, you would try to, like, get him back in other ways, and he would probably just give the money to his wife or she'd bitch about it, and he'd have to, she'd be the endless funnel. You know?
Yeah.
So this was a, he does love you despite everything I'm saying.
Yeah.
He just doesn't love you the way that you want to be loved.
Yeah.
And that's pissing you off. And you have every right to be pissed off about that.
Yeah.
You know? So my feeling is just tell him, you know what? Maybe you're, you know, maybe this is just not a good situation. I'm just going to move on with the business, try to get yourself set up on your own and, you know, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you got the Nine of Cups if you just keep on moving. You know what I mean? You can't sit there and die of dehydration in the desert just because he sprained his fucking ankle.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one of those Westerns, you know, go on without me, little Joe. You know, it's like, okay. Eat my dust, motherfucker. You know, and it's not about love. It's about control.
Yeah.
You know? Absolutely. So keep in touch with me. Definitely join the forum, and maybe sometime we could talk about astrology and the music industry and stuff, and we can do dedicate a whole little segment to some stuff that you know. So definitely email me.
Okay.
Okay, at vox@vox.org, and I'll see if I can hook you up with some other cool situations as well.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care, my friend. Many blessings.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. With Vox the Psychic. Give me a call, 323-284-5166. Over here trying to hammer your life out into a positive situation. And as you can see with our last friend Anderson, it's not necessarily just always black and white. Sometimes with me, I like to just make it black and white because I've really been doing this so long. But once you have so much built up with another individual, it's not necessarily just about love anymore. And I will say sometimes that's one of our clever things when a girl is really smart. She's got a lot of business acumen. And she'll hook up with a guy that she wants and she'll make it kind of an inextricable situation. But you got to be careful when you do that because just being in love with somebody, having a baby with them, having a business with them, it's not enough to necessarily keep the boat floating. So, and also too, when it starts going to affect your finances, to break up with somebody, it could be really kind of shaky ground, so got to check it out. So you're the Vox, the Psychic. Give me a call, 323-284-5166. And today, the moon is in Aries, which sucks, basically. And for all your little Cancers, Libras, and what is the other signs? Capricorn. It's not such a fun day today because it's just kind of annoying. So anybody that asks you to marry them today, no, it's not going to happen. I don't even care if you said yes. It's not going to happen. If somebody asks you to do something during a void of course moon, I don't care. It's just not going to happen. It's just so weird. I've been like doing so much astrological research lately, going through like when the major planets changed signs and checking out the different events that happened in my life. And I'll be damned. It's just so amazing how you can almost like plot every single thing that ever happened to you out in some kind of astrological graph. When all these changes happened, you know. So if you ever want to get a reading, you should also call me at 323-782-0222 to get an actual reading in depth with astrology and all that great stuff. And also, you can join the forum. So for those of you out there who are too chicken to give me a call, you can always join the forum, ask your questions in there. And if I can, and I don't have too many callers sometimes, I'll try to answer your questions. So, but it's better if you just go ahead and stop being so chicken and give me a call. But anyway, like we were saying, today the moon's in Aries, and it's going to be moving into Taurus later tomorrow, so it'll be a little better. And the new moon's also going to be happening, as I said, in Taurus on Wednesday, May 16th at 3:27 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And for you out here on the West Coast, it's going to happen at 12:27. And it's going to be really good for musicians, artists. It's going to be much better for your financial situation. A little bit more money should be coming in, which will be great. And what else other planetary aspects do we have? Mercury's in Gemini, making you want to kill people. I always say that. Every single planetary aspect is always me saying, you want to kill people. But that's how astrology works. It's always making some kind of weird aspect with something else. But Mercury's going to be in Gemini from May 11th to the 28th of this month. And it's kind of good for meeting new people, chatting people up, talking to strangers, calling the porno line, having shallow sex. What are you laughing at, Mr. B? You stop that. But it's kind of fun. Also, for you Sagittarians, when Mercury's in Gemini, it can be kind of wacky, so what can I say? That Mercury in Gemini would kind of most likely explain Britney Spears' bad wig choices. That would explain it. We also have Venus in Cancer from May 8th to June 5th, and that's nice and fuzzy. In fact, it's really very musical energy that's picking up with that. Music, art, loving, lots of cooking, lots of cuddling and stuff. So make sure that whoever you're cuddling with isn't married to somebody else. That could bring out the Mercury and Gemini influence, and you don't want to know what that's all about. Anyway, so we have a caller right now. Hey, with Vox, what's up?
Hey, Vox. Hi. This is Heather.
Hey, Heather, what's up?
Again.
That's okay.
Well, I wanted to ask you about my job, considering leaving.
All right, let's check it out. Are you doing artistic stuff or what?
No, I work in a file room.
Oh, my God. Have you killed anyone yet?
No, not.
And you're the one with all the Scorpio planets, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's check that out. How can I forget that? Oh, my God. So you got the Ace of Swords, the Ace of Wands, and the Three of Wands. And if you're waiting for some soft, fluffy marshmallow place to land, forget it.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You're just going to have to get the hell out of there. Okay, now if you have to save one more paycheck, two more paychecks, that's okay. My feeling with you is that at least if you mentally felt you had a way out, it would be a good situation for you.
Well, see, that's the thing. I found, like, this perfect job for me popped up, and I applied for it.
Well, this is good. This is good, because that explains the Ace of Wands and the Three of Wands. Now, what's the question?
No, go on.
That would explain, like I was saying, the Ace of Wands and the Three of Wands is always a new job, a new situation. The Two of Wands is like, oh, God, well, what if I hate it? Well, you can't hate it worse than you hate where you're at now.
Definitely.
And even if it's a little bit less money, I would still do it.
Okay.
I really would.
And see, the thing is that they're guaranteeing me a promotion in a year. But it's like, do I want to be here in a year?
Yeah, always yes to everything. This is the Vox method. Yes, yes, yes. You can fuck them behind their back later on. It's called security. Can you tell I have a son in Cancer? I'm not going to screw something up by saying, well, you know, next year I was planning on going to a vision quest to the North Pole to visit Santa Claus. They don't fucking care what you're doing in a year, so just say yes.
Uh-huh.
Fine, I'm going for it. They don't need to know your private business because, quite frankly, if they screw with you, you could bail at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that sounds really evil and pathetic of me to do stuff like that, but I really don't care. Look at the economy that we're in right now, you know?
Yeah.
If you can get another job, get one. You don't have to promise your freaking soul to these guys for some delusional offer of some kind of ephemeral promotion that's not here.
That's so
I'm not
funny.
Even telling
They've
you
been promising me the same thing for years, and it's like, I'm sick of waiting.
BS.
I should have it right now. So.
Yeah, it's BS.
Yeah.
You know? So, and the people at your current job right now also offering you that opportunity for a promotion?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, screw them. I don't care. I really don't care. You know,
right.
They're going to say whatever the hell they have to say to you. And even if the new people said, oh, yeah, in a year we'll give you promotion, I wouldn't say yes because of some stupid thing like that. I would get the hell out of where you're at because it feels like it's starting to squash your creativity.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know? And you can't do that. So I say, hell yeah, go for it. And don't tell people your private plans.
Yeah, I'm not.
They don't need to know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'll never forget the time I called my boss from Brazil.
Oh, that's awesome.
Whoops, my turtle died in Brazil. I'll be back in a month. They held my job.
Yeah.
I came back later with a tan. lost 20 pounds. What the hell? I'm evil, but I don't care.
Yeah.
It's called self-preservation, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't think that you're even going to stay at the new job either.
But no.
It's just like just a stepping stone to get the hell away from like a crummy situation right now.
Yeah.
You know? And boy, oh boy, are they going to freak out when you split.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I'm supposed to be heading this gigantic project and
I'd love to help you. I'm not
replaceable, but
yeah, but the funny thing is you could just say, gee, I didn't know it's so valuable to the organization. I might have stuck around.
I wish you would have thought about this 3 years ago.
But that's they're gonna be really pissed. You know, really pissed.
Yeah.
But you can even just tell them, hey, I'm having a nervous breakdown. Whatever. Do not expect a great reference from these people if you can help it.
Do not expect for what?
Do not expect a great referral from these people.
Oh, okay.
Now, the deal is, at that point, if you have to use them for a referral, definitely give them 2 weeks' notice if you can.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I'd probably do more even.
Yeah, I don't think they deserve more than two. Two is fine.
Yeah. You know?
But I will tell you one thing. They're going to really miss your ass.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Oh,
they're really going to regret it.
Yeah. They say it a lot. They just don't show it, you know.
Yeah. It's like, how long are you going to stick around with it? Pretend always that your boss is your lover, okay? How long would you stick around with a guy who says, oh, I love you, babe, you know, and treat you like crap? Like,
exactly.
You wouldn't.
Not
so you can't afford
years.
To do that now.
Yeah.
You already did that, yeah.
Yeah.
But, they'll feel bad. They'll definitely feel bad. And here's the deal, though. Even if they ask you to come back, don't do it.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I don't have any plans to make a career out of it or anywhere in that department. So, what's the point?
It's just taking you away from what you really want to do.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes what you really want to do is just lay on the couch and eat some Fritos. So it's interfering in what I want to do.
I do that often.
Nobody said it has to be deep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll be so much happier once you get out of there. You got the Ten of Cups.
I think so, yeah. And this new job
Don't
is
ever
a much
make
better environment. I won't be on my ass all the time.
Yeah. And also, too, it's not, the money situation is not blowing my mind right now. Okay, but I'm not worried about it. I'm a lot more worried about losing my life doing something I can't stand.
Yeah.
You know, with people who don't.
It is driving me crazy being there, so I need to get out of there.
Now, weren't you married to the Virgo or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I don't feel any reason why that any of the Virgo energy would want to stop you from being happy.
No, he's encouraging it for sure.
Yeah. Because I don't feel any reason that can hold you back. So if you have to, like, cut back on some of the, you know, niceties of life right now, okay, so what? I don't care. At least you won't be having a nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
And the next time what you got to do, too, is not stick around so long.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you got to start following your intuition. Now, when you've asked your own cards, what kind of cards were you pulling?
What was that?
When you do your own cards or do your own psychic divinations for yourself, what kind of cards come out?
I haven't done it in over a month. I can't remember exactly. I've got my notebook right here if you want me to look.
Yeah, check it out.
Around here somewhere. Hold on.
Okay. Do, 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 do. Okay, that's the theme from Jeopardy. Yeah, and just for the listeners out there, I do think it's really good that Heather keeps a tarot journal and writes down the readings that she does get. And I've got hundreds of notebooks with all kinds of stuff going back since I was even a kid. And it's unbelievable. Well, just suffice it to say that right now what your cards are showing is just like jump onto the new boat. You know, uh-huh. And if you find your record later on, you can definitely call back and let us know what reading you got.
Okay.
So I will get to some of their callers. But most definitely, I'm totally behind your job switch. Most definitely.
Yay! Thanks. I'm Yay. Excited.
All right, my friend. So if you find it later on, give me a call back.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later, Heather.
Okay.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. So with Vox the Psychic, give me a call, 323-284-5166. And we were talking with Heather, trying to decide if she should bail on her job. And I will say one thing. If I really think that you're not going to get a better job and it's going to destroy your life if you make a huge change, I'll just say, you know what, sit where you're at. You know, I'm not going to sit there and screw your whole financial scene up. You know, I just won't do that. But 9 out of 10 times, if you have to ask if you need a new job, if you should take that chance, 9 out of 10 times, yeah, you should. Because you already know where you're at. You already know what life is all about right now with, as a result of the decisions that you've already made. So why just sit there, you know? But a few minutes ago, we were also talking about where the planets are right now. And we also have our famous Mars and Pisces combo. That's going to be there from April 6th to May 15th. So basically, today Mars is at 29 degrees Pisces. And that what, everybody? Say along with me. Sucks! Because it's just going to make you extremely emotional, very out of control, and very upset, and just feeling like a chicken with its head cut off. But whenever a planet is at 29 degrees, it's always about to flip over to the next energy. And when Mars hits Aries, it's going to rock. So we have another caller right now. So, hey, with Vox, what's going on?
Hi, it's Lynn again. You were talking about...
Hi.
From a couple weeks ago when you had... I don't remember how many weeks ago. But you were talking about stelliums last week, and you had me kind of worried. I don't know if I have a how many do you have a stellium?
Well, technically, all you really have to have is 3.
Uh-huh.
But if you have 4, 5, or more, it really gets whacked. Now, what are your planets, and do you know?
Yeah, my Sun is Pisces, my Mercury is Pisces, and my Venus is Pisces in my 8th house.
In your 8th house?
Yeah.
Oh my God! No wonder you're listening to my show. That's a small. It's a small stellium, but it's in the 8th house, which is really intense.
Yeah.
It's the house of sex, death, occult, other people's money, taxes, human affairs, things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
So you probably are a pretty decent psychic yourself, huh?
Yeah, I am.
I know. I know you are. I can feel it. So let's just check it out in the 8th house, huh?
Yeah.
And now, what's your rising sign? I guess
Leo.
It's like da da da. Leo. Okay, let's check it out over here. Now, that can make you kind of whack, as you know.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask you the famous questions. So I hope you used your fake magical name when you called in. So have you gotten into the drugs or drinking or the food yet?
No, food a little bit. not a lot, but a little bit. Yeah, food.
Enough.
Because I'm not, it's weird because I'm not like huge. I'm not really terribly addictive. I love to drink, but I drink about 3 times a year, maybe, or maybe 6 at the most.
Well, you're very lucky with that Leo rising.
Yeah.
So I would have to say somebody around you must have exploded from some crazy shit for you to keep you so grounded.
Well, so a lot of my friends, there's a bad speed problem in my area, and a lot of my friends went really bad on drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt about it, because whatever stopped you from going off the deep end,
yeah.
you would have had to see somebody implode.
Yeah.
And it would have been scary. Yeah, so that Leo rising actually saved your ass for once.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Because I have a stellium in Leo myself, and I watched so many of my friends that, I mean, I hate to say it, but a lot of them committed suicide, a lot of them got murdered, they died of AIDS, just
wow.
name something.
Yeah.
I mean, I might have like one friend left.
Wow, yeah, it's been a tough time, actually, too. I mean,
Well, with you, with all of those planets in Pisces, if you've been listening to the show, you should definitely check out the archives when I talk about the eclipses in Pisces and Virgo.
Uh-huh.
And this really started like around September 7th, 2006.
Yeah.
It happened again in close to, I think, September 28th. And then it happened again in March.
Wow.
So definitely you would have been going crazy. So who died around you?
Nobody's died recently, but I basically lost my best friend though a while ago. But around that time you're talking about.
Yeah, because it's like a death.
Yeah.
Even if it's just like a symbolic death, you know.
Yeah.
And that could have made you pretty sad, no doubt. But my feeling is you're a pretty nice person, and that not just because you're calling my show, but you're pretty loving. And if you lost this friend, it was because you were trying to tell them something that was true, and they couldn't handle it.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what it was.
Because you're not a bad person.
No.
You're not a mean person. So, you know.
Yeah, I try very hard to be a good person, you know.
Now, what's the animals around? What are all the animals? Who's got the animals?
I've got one animal, but who I'm very fond of. But I'm always
it's like a lot of positive animal. Yeah, it's nice stuff. I mean, you're a good person. You're very psychic. You're very, you know, very special, very sensitive. And I'm really glad that you like were able to have the sense of intelligence to stay away from that addictive aspect of your Pisces planets.
Yeah, that's what was worrying me. I was like, you know, because when I quit smoking, I just quit. Like, it took a couple of times because I was around a smoker, but once I was away from them, I just quit, and I haven't smoked since. So I don't know.
Well, many blessings on that, because I think that was really hard to do. So at least, you know, you're getting away from the addictive potential.
Yeah.
And the only other things I'd say is, I would just definitely tell you to stay away from the Virgos when you can.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way. Now that you say that, it's true.
Yeah, because,
true.
You know, with somebody with all those planets and Pisces, Virgos would just give you, like, a hard time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And not a very good one either.
No, not a good hard time. No,
exactly.
The bad kind of hard time. Yeah, it was really. Yeah, it was horrible. I married a Virgo, and we're not married anymore, obviously. Yeah, it was horrible. It was just like the worst marriage you could ever imagine. Everything that could have gone wrong did. It was terrible.
Oh my God! What day did you marry a Virgo? This would be interesting. What day did you get married?
Oh, we did get married. We did.
I know, but what day did you get married?
The day, February 17th.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's like something like 28 degrees Aquarius. It's like right when all the Pisces planets are hitting. So you're just lucky you got out of there.
Yeah, really. It was horrible. It was horrible. And we were like really codependent too, so it was bad. It was really bad.
Yeah, well, that's the only other bad thing about having major planets in Pisces.
Yeah.
Because it can make you codependent. And that's also another like highlight of the Leo personality.
Yeah.
You know, Leos always look like they think that they're God and that they don't need anybody. But, you know, even God needs other people to pray to him. It's like, God didn't just create us just to like, oh, yeah, let me create some humans. You know, he was like, gee, I want somebody to pray to my ass every day.
He was lonely.
Yeah.
That's what it was. He's lonely.
Yeah, God must be a Virgo. I bet you any fucking money God's a Virgo.
God's a Virgo?
I bet you any...
God hates me then. God. He's a Virgo.
Oh, my Lord. This is so evil, but I'm just going to say it anyway. Yesterday I was driving around looking for like a new place, and I saw this poor lady. Oh, dear God in heaven. She was just like, you know, homeless person with a cane. And she was like, I did not have any money, because usually if I do have some cash, I'll like give it to the person if they're asking. So all my fans out there, stop asking me for money. But anyway, she was on the side of the road. And then as she saw me and my boyfriend pull up in the car, I think she added with a magic marker, I am a Christian. And my basic reply to that is like, whoa, time to start worshiping another God. If it's like, you know, Jesus is making you homeless.
I know. It's like. People argue about like the demiurge or whatever. I'm like, if there's a demiurge, I'm praying to whatever's above. I don't worry about that, you know.
Yeah, I'm like, lady, look, I was gonna give you a dollar.
It's like, but now you're all offended us, you know. Now you're offended Vox, you know. No dollar for you.
And I just felt so bad. I'm like, well, no, you have just said the wrong damn thing. You know, I'm not paying for that religion, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, what the hell? You know, hey, if I have a dollar, I don't give a fuck if you're Satanist. I really don't care. I'll give it to you.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It could be Richard Dawkins. I don't care. You know? But don't bring Jesus into it now. It's like, oh, God.
If people are cool about Jesus, it's all right. But a lot of people just aren't. They're just
not.
Yeah,
and it's like, it's like very weird, you know? I just think the whole praying thing is like out of control.
Yeah.
It's like, stop praying and start doing.
Yeah.
It's in the Bible.
Yeah.
You know?
And they don't
That's
pray
not
right
anti-Christian.
Anyway. They pray wrong.
Yeah. Hey, but you're very fun, my friend. You got a lot of nice energy there. So I wouldn't worry too much, but you got to remember that whenever the planets are in Virgo,
uh-huh.
that you could be like having a lot more challenges or any kind of squares with the Virgo energy.
Okay.
You know, but keep in touch and join the forum and share some of your fun stories.
Okay, I will.
Many blessings, my friend.
All right, you too. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So you're with Vox, the psychic. Give me a call, 323-284-5166. And yes, sometimes I'm coughing now because I had to get rid of my mute button, so deal with it. Yes, I know it's unprofessional, but I don't give a shit. What can you do? Anyway, what else was I telling you guys all about these weird little planetary aspects? See, as soon as I started talking about Mars and Pisces, you know, I got a call from a Pisces. Anyway, we have another caller right now, so let's check it out. Hey, with Vox, what's going on?
Oh, wow, I got you again. This is Heather.
I psychically knew that. No, I just saw your phone number come back up.
Okay. I wanted to call back because I found it. And
cool.
The last reading I did was actually the Hidden Talents Tree of Life reading that you talked about on one of your other shows.
Oh, cool.
So I wanted to read it off and see what you had to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me have it.
Now, Coot is the universe.
That's good. That's exactly where that's supposed to be, by the way.
Okay.
Because the universe card rules the 32nd path. So one of the really cool things, if you guys out there will try to memorize at least like maybe the all the 22 paths on the Tree of Life and the Sephiroth and all that, and make sure where those energies are, if you start getting a card that actually naturally vibrates at that place,
mm-hmm.
then that's always a good sign. And if it's a card that is kind of antagonistic to the energy that's supposed to be there, that's the trigger where you start knowing that something's wrong with that reading.
Okay.
And it's very instructive right there. So that's a good card there. And what's in Yesod?
Princess of Discs.
Okay, that's also very nice. Very good. Now, what was your basic question about your job?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
Right.
I should move on.
Well, that Princess of Discs can sometimes make a person do something for Virgo-esque reasons, like being practical.
Yeah. The rest of my family is paying today, but.
And so what was in the Sphere of Mercury?
Three of Swords.
Okay. Now, interestingly enough, people think that's a bad card. It's really not. It's Saturn in Libra, and that's exalted. So it says whatever a person is leaving behind is best left behind.
Hmm.
And interestingly enough, Mercury also rules work, commerce, which is literally where the word commerce comes from, merc, co-merc, Uri. You know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting. And it also, the Three of Swords also indicates a creative individual. And in that Sphere of Mercury, it shows that there's sadness, being you know, restrictions coming from the inability to express oneself creatively.
That's what Toth says, emotional blockages.
Right. And what do you do with the swords? You cut them away.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it's painful, but it's always necessary.
Cool.
So what was in the Sphere of Venus?
Is that Hod or Tipris?
That's
Netzach.
Yeah. Netzach is to the right. It's the green ball.
Okay. Oh, that's Three of Swords.
Oh, that's the Three of Swords. So what was in the orange ball?
Is that Hod?
Yeah, it's Hod.
Ace
of Discs, that's even better.
All right.
That's even better. So that promises good money if you start using your mind and your creative abilities. And the Three of Swords in the Venus sphere, again, that's it's exalted. So, again, it's still going to mean the same thing. Cutting away brings success. And what's in Tifereth, the sphere of the sun?
Prince of Cups.
Okay, that's good. Not bad. But it also shows that sometimes you do things so you don't hurt other people.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to stop doing that. You know, there's a difference between hurting somebody by trying to fuck them over and then, you know, them getting hurt because you're actually doing something to benefit your own self. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you got to start looking at that a little bit more detached.
Definitely.
And so what is in the sphere of Mars?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What is that?
Sorry. Eight of Discs.
Okay, and that's indicating that you're going to have to, like, be patient because you've been spending so much time doing the wrong thing that sometimes now when you do the right thing, you're just expecting, like, fucking sparklers and parades and obvious shit to rain down on you, God, to prove that you did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not necessarily true. And then what is in the sphere of Jupiter?
Four of Wands.
Okay, and it indicates, and it's interesting, when you get the four in this fourth sphere, it indicates an end of things. So reaching a rational end, and also there's nothing further that you can really do where you're at. It's an end of a situation. The Four of Wands is also called the Lord of Completion.
Mm-hmm.
And what's in the black sphere of understanding? Three of what?
Is that
what's in there?
Bina?
Yeah, Bina.
Four of
Discs. It's okay. Four of Discs, that's great. And Four of Discs is the energy of Saturn is there because it's the sun in Capricorn. And Saturn rules Capricorn, so it's also in a naturally dignified place there. So it shows that you won't be hurting to make that change. And what's in the gray sphere of Chokmah, which is also called intelligence?
The Hanging Man.
Okay, so you're having to let go of something to get something greater,
uh-huh.
You know, so you can't dwell on the literally hanging around, ha ha ha. And what's the final card?
Six of Discs.
That's fantastic. That's one of the best readings you could possibly ever fucking get in your whole goddamn life. I hope you, like, frame that sucker. The Six of Discs is success, Moon in Taurus. And it's the moon exalted. So there's really nothing wrong there. All it shows is a little bit of pain and a lot of growth. And there's nothing standing in your way. It's fantastic. So I'm glad that I agreed with your reading before I even heard what it was.
Yeah. That was on April 7th.
Yeah. So you need to just go ahead and jump out of the boat and go to the new situation.
Cool. Thank you. I just need a little reassurance, but...
Yeah, no problem. And keep in touch and keep writing on the forums and stuff.
Okay, I will.
Take care now.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Sure, bye-bye. Thanks for calling, Heather. So you're with Vox the Psychic, 323-284-5166. We're going to have to end the show in a second. Basically, too, I got a whole bunch of notes over here. We were going to try to talk about the psychotic aspects of some of the planetary energies of how do you know when somebody's a vampire, and we were going to turn it around onto the chicks. Because the guys now want to know, how do I avoid the psycho bitch fluffy bunny chick who's trying to destroy my life? And so we're going to get into that hopefully next week, which will be really good. I also did a lot of research as well on some of the outer planets going through the planetary aspects of the zodiac. We'll be getting into that as well next week. And I do try to answer your letters and stuff, so always try to write to me at Vox, V-O-X-X, at Vox.org, V-O-X-X.O-R-G. And what else can I tell you? Yeah, if you want to come in for like a regular reading or do it over the phone or through email, I do those, and you can always get that for me by calling 323-782-0222. I think we have one last final caller. Let's try to help him out. Hi, so you're with Vox. What's going on?
Hey, Vox. It's me, Stephanie.
Steph, hey, what's up?
Hey, I just have one question. Okay.
Okay, sure.
I'm working on this the screenplay for my class, and I want to know, will I get a good grade on it, or at least, good grade or something.
Let's check it out. Well, the idea sure is good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit heavy, a little bit long, and you like seem to have too many details in it.
Yeah.
It's not totally necessary. So you got the Eight of Cups, the Three of Discs, and the Universe. But the basic premise of the idea is pretty darn good. I'd say you definitely get a pretty good grade on it, at least a B,
mm-hmm.
if not an A.
Okay.
Now, most importantly, I hope you copyrighted that sucker.
Oh, no, not well, it's not completed yet, but...
listen to me. Copyright that sucker, and not at the Writers Guild either, okay? Literally copyright it. I've heard some strange situations from people that copywrote stuff through SHE, so go do it properly, and then then send it in.
Okay.
Because it's actually a pretty cool idea. It's kind of crazy.
Thank you.
Yeah, so keep in touch and let me know how it works out, and let us know what your grade is.
Thank you.
I'm hoping it's an A.
Yeah, me
too. I'm hoping it's an A. And if he's going to, downgrade you for problems with formatting and things like that, that might cost you a few points. But the basic idea is really pretty good.
Okay.
Cool, my friend. So keep in touch.
All right, Rox.
All right, take care now.
You too. Thank you.
So anyway, bye-bye. So you've been with Vox the Psychic. And remember, I'm on the air every Monday night, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I'm here to answer all your psychic questions. It's totally free. And trust me, there's no other psychic out there really giving free psychic advice who's not trying to get something out of you. So it's just kind of my little public service situation for all my buddies out there. So always give me a call at 323-782-0222 during the week to get a reading. And for now, just join up the forum and pay attention to my new blog that's coming up on Wednesday after the new moon, and let me know how you like it. And until then, I'm signing off for now. You've been with Vox Psychic, and have a mystical, magical day.